Anna started to point her wand at the man holding her mother, and then her father barked, "Hua, no!" Anna realized then that both intruders were wearing the black robes and red vests of Aurors. The Auror confronting Mr. Chu remained motionless, his wand steadily pointing at the other man, only his eyes drifted in Anna's direction. The second Auror turned his head, and his wand began to move. "Hua, put your wand away immediately!" her father commanded, in his severest tone. Anna's father only addressed her by her Chinese given name in tender moments. He had never used it in such an angry manner as this. She swallowed and almost dropped her wand as she fumbled while tucking it back into her robe. She looked at her father and her frightened mother and the two Aurors and felt fear and helplessness bubbling inside her. She didn't know what was going on or what to do. "Good girl," said the Auror facing her father. He was much smaller than Mr. Chu, who was nearly 6 feet in height, but he was clearly the one in charge. He spoke in Mandarin, as Anna's father had.
"I don't really want to arrest your daughter also, Mr. Chu. Now lower your wand. You don't want your family to get hurt, do you?"
"Arrest?" Anna gasped. "Take your hands off my wife," Mr. Chu said to the Auror restraining Anna's mother. "Me? Hua? Just stay out of this. It will be all right. It will be all right." Slowly he lowered his wand, with his eyes flickering angrily between the two Aurors. Anna noticed that the second Auror, though he wasn't Chinese, smirked and obviously understood what they were saying.
"Father, what's going on?" she pleaded.
She felt tears welling up in her eyes.
"It will be all right, Hua,"
her father repeated, more gently this time. The Auror in front of him said,
"Akio wand."
And Mr. Chu's wand flew out of his robe and into the Auror's hand. The Auror said,
"Incarcerus."
Silver ropes shot out of his wand and wrapped around the other wizard. The taller Auror thrust Mrs. Yuan towards her daughter. Anna put her arms around her mother while standing protectively between her and the two men.
"You can't just barge in here and arrest my husband,"
Mrs. Yuan said in English.
You need a warrant."
The two Aurors laughed.
"Tell your Muggle wife that we're not Muggle policemen,"
said the smaller Auror, still speaking in Mandarin. He gripped the end of the rope, now wrapped around Mr. Chu with a smug smile.
"His Muggle wife has ears,"
Mrs. Yuan retorted, in Mandarin.
"Nay," admonished her husband. "Don't interfere. This will be remedied, and I will be back soon."
But what are you arresting him for? You do need a warrant,"
Anna said. She was pretty sure that was true. They had covered the basic rights of Confederation citizens in their wizard social studies class last year. The Auror with the fat head and the thinning hair smirked again and said, in English,
"Not anymore. The Wizards' Congress passed the Wodamned Act."
"The what?"
Mrs. Yuan asked, looking faint. Anna knew the answer to this, only because she'd started listening to the Confederation News Network occasionally when it covered her father's campaign. Mr. Chu's opponents had excoriated him for his opposition to the War on Dark Arts Mandatory National Defense Act, practically accusing him of wanting to hand the Confederation over to the Dark Convention.
"What does the War on Dark Arts have to do with my father?"
she asked, struggling to keep her voice from rising hysterically.
"Geming Chu, by the authority of the Governor of North California, you're under arrest for collaboration with the Dark Convention,"
the Chinese Auror declared formally, in English, jerking on the rope. Mr. Chu stumbled and then glowered at the other man.
"This is an outrage! Politically motivated harassment," he bellowed. "You two, and whoever sent you, will regret this."
"Threatening Aurors is a felony," said the Auror holding the rope. "Let's go, sorcerer."
"My father is not a sorcerer,"
Anna cried.
"He is not dark. He has nothing to do with the Dark Convention. This is all a mistake."
"Hua, take care of your mother," her father said. "Be brave, my daughter. I will be back soon."
"May." He looked at his wife, and then the Auror's grip on the rope around him tightened again, and with a loud pop, all three men disappeared. Lisa May Yuan wailed, and would have collapsed to the ground if Anna hadn't held her up, and then they both sank to their knees together, weeping.
"What's going on?" her mother sobbed. "I don't understand. Where are they taking him? What do we do? What do we do?"
I don't know,"
Anna said, her voice choking. She was as terrified and confused as her mother, and she didn't know what to do if your father got arrested. She would have to ask someone. Except her father would never want this shame exposed to their neighbors. But wouldn't they find out anyway? Anna couldn't think of anyone who could help, and she just wanted to cry and cry and let her mother comfort her. Except that now she was the only wizard in the house, her mother was a muggle, trapped in a wizarding community. There was no way she could leave her mother here alone. She squeezed her eyes shut to fight off the wave of panic threatening to overwhelm her. What could she do? She wasn't brave and strong like Alexandra. But Alexandra wasn't here. End of chapter 1.